Completes our public hearings for the evening. Referring back to, all right, now, what did I say? Quiet, please. We're still in session here. Seriously. Seriously. Just go on outside and then talk to your heart's content out there. Okay? Thank you. I mean, we had all this complaining about noise, okay? So there you go. So now, don't be the noise. Do not be the noise. Okay. All right. Referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 2490, Mason Hayes.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, any discussion anybody wants to have about this one?
Yeah.
I would like to have a little more time to think about it because there's some, the opposition raised some valid points.
I would like to leave the record open if we could.
Leave the record open?
Oh, sorry. Well, defer. I'm going to defer
action.
I would like
to say there's been a lot of other multifamilies approved in that area.
That's true. Precedent has definitely been set.
Yes.
There's no question about that. And so it's, no one should be surprised that it's being asked for.
It is kind of similar question as what we're facing
there,
at the end.
And there may be some things that we can do since it's a conditional use. You know, we can place conditions.
Right.
So. Yeah, one of the things that somebody said was, you know, how do we know? They said they're going to put landscaping. How do we know they're going to have landscaping? I mean, obviously, I didn't want to say it in the hearing,
right.
But that would be a condition, you know, of approval and on the site plan. So, you know, there's protections.
Could we require workplace housing be a component of what they're doing if they're building this many units? No?
No, not really. Not on this.
No. No waiting for that. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So regarding conditional use 2490 Mason Hayes, I move to defer action.
Second.
We move and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2490 Mason Hayes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was conditional use number 2526 Common Ground Hospitality.
I agree with Commissioner Wingate. It's nice to see somebody attempting to do something in this location.
That place has been there a long time.
It has, and it's so run-down looking. I think it would be great.
I agree. I do share the concerns with the people across the street.
There may be some things like landscape or something in front of that. I was hoping maybe.
And hours of operation and music.
Noise.
Well, I think the Freeman parking is more of an inconvenience to them than this will be.
That's probably true.
I agree 100%.
Where is it? What are they? Is that for off-site parking for Freeman
yes,
stage?
Yes, and they bought some into.
When they said that, I wasn't sure what they were referring to.
That's not going to go away.
Maybe they don't have permission to do that.
and I wonder, should Deldot be requiring them to make any upgrades?
Oh, Deldot
has all
their
over
way.
It.
No, it's just,
way
it's
them,
just, just. So that being the case, I move to defer conditional use 2526 Common Ground Hospitality for further consideration.
I second.
Move and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2526 Common Ground Hospitality. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is a conditional use number 2542 Lawton Investments LLC.
So just a bit of history for the commission on not so much this one as much as that whole corridor. You know, interestingly on this one, when you look at the motion for when it was approved, those were hours that the applicant had suggested. And as Mr. Wheatley, and some of you know, particularly Mr. Wheatley, you know, over the years, there's been talk about why that whole road just shouldn't be rezoned to some sort of business zoning. You know, not commercial necessarily, but business.
Because that's,
it's lined with conditional uses. Now, I went back and looked at Play It Safe, which we did back in June. That one had hours of operation. It was like 7 to 8 Monday through Fridays and 8 to 4 on Saturdays. But that one also butted up against residential on the backside of it. So maybe there's a basis for that. This one, I mean, it almost makes me wonder why there's even hours of operation at all. I mean, it's right next to the high school. You know, if it was zoned business, for example, we wouldn't even have that. You know, but I just throw that out. That has sort of evolved into a professional office corridor
also,
as it is.
Yeah. Also, am I the only one who... I see, like, these would have been more affordable houses that are now being converted to these commercial purposes because of our conditional use. They completely should be, that whole area should be commercial.
That's the whole point of that. I mean, that's what Savannah Road is. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's unfortunate. I mean, that's a valid point. This one's been, I mean, it was the dentist office for, you know, years and years and years. Yeah. You know, they're all older homes that just got converted. I don't know if there's any homes on there anymore at this
point. But I don't think any, there typically aren't buildings, like houses that are those sizes typically aren't built in the county.
No, not anymore.
Certainly that's, not in the
well, maybe area. Going forward with tiny houses might, but yeah, not on a regular size lot, they're not.
Anyway, so I'm going to move, unless there's any other discussion, to defer CU2542 Loudoun Investments LLC.
Second. Been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2542 Loudoun Investments LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
On Mr. Wheatley, on that one, just food for thought for you all. I guess the it's whether you want to modify it or just eliminate it, you know, hours of operation. You know, that's all. So.
Yeah,
I mean, you've already deferred it, so we don't need to talk about it. But,
I would be fine with eliminating the hours of operation. I don't think anyone's spoken in opposition.
Yeah. Concur.
Right. Yeah. All right, our next item was conditional use number 2543, Tony Floyd and Charletta Speaks Floyd.
I heard there's some noise issues here.
People are saying.
What?
I heard there's some noise concerns in reference to this.
Well, I'm wondering if a berm around the property, if it was to get approved, would help, kind of like what we saw with the shooting range, a large, tall berm.
Well, I think there's all kinds of problems there.
I do, too.
I just don't think it's an appropriate place.
Yeah, it's just not. It's just, I mean, that whole thing with the road.
I don't get that road that they're using. Nobody knows who it is.
Right. Well, nobody knows who owns it. Nobody knows, you know. And then they build this other road through the church property. Well, is that an actual, even a road? Is that even a driveway, even a right-of-way, an easement?
Looks like a meandering path.
It's probably none of those things. And we're just going to perpetuate a problem here is what I'm concerned about. Yeah.
All of us are pro-business.
All the way.
We want to approve it, but just...
Yeah. There was a reason I put the preamble of, you know...
I feel like you hate to see somebody have to go through all that. And I suspect when he went to get his pole building application, he probably didn't understand.
That's where I feel bad, because I think he thought he was doing...
He probably just said whatever he needed to say to get a permit, and he didn't really know what the implications of it were.
I'm just saying
there was no malice in that behavior.
Right. Yeah.
There was no malice.
And my reason for the question, candidly, I didn't appreciate the suggestion that there's not any coordination between building and licensing and planning and zoning. That's not the case. When they applied for that pole, and that's why I asked you the question,
it was all one parcel.
Totally legitimate that it would have approved it.
The way it was done, no question, was totally legit, and I don't think that the applicant had any malintent.
No, he just wanted
to get his pole building. Okay, but that still doesn't fix the problem, and it's just more than we can deal with this evening, I would suggest,
let me ask this, what you want to do. So the burden is on the applicant, first of all, to make a record to support their application, you know, to get a recommendation for approval. To me, that means if you've got an issue with the road, you come in with details that you have the right to use the road.
Right.
So with that having been said, do you want to hold the record open for road information, or do you think that they just didn't meet their burden on proving they had the right to use the road and just close the record?
Ms. Pete said she was going to look into that, didn't she, and provide that?
The question is, do we want to hold the record open to receive it?
Can she provide anything that would really change the outcome?
I don't think so. I would vote no right now.
Yeah, well, then I make a motion to defer, close the record and defer conditional use 2543, Tony Floyd and Charletta Speaks Floyd.
For further consideration.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2543, Tony Floyd on Charletta Speaks Floyd. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right. We have one other item on the agenda, discussion as to 2025 planning and zoning meeting dates.
Mr. Chairman, if the commission will recall, we circulated some dates to you at the end of the last meeting.
Yep, I have them right here.
Hopefully that still works for everybody. One update on that, though, is that at last week's County Council meeting, there was an update on reassessment. and this room will be in use for reassessment meetings and reviews or appeals, and that will run through the month. I think they'll be in here full time, and I think that will run February to March, which means that we may need to move the start time of our meetings back a little bit to 4 o'clock or something similar. But that being said, the dates, if those dates work for everyone, we'll start planning around those dates. It's only the times that we're talking about shifting.
Okay. You know, my annual question, so we don't have Halloween parade, yep. We don't have Christmas parade or caroling at the circle or anything like that?
I think we've checked all of them. Okay. So we even have
that's
to factor
always
in.
Always fun when there's a parade going by the circle and you're trying to do a meeting.
Questions to ask.
We have to factor in Juneteenth and other dates.
Yeah,
and,
right.
I think
right.
We're good, yep. But we can, yeah, so.
Okay.
Can I get a copy? Can you email me a copy of this? Because I'm not sure what I did with mine.
For the trivia question of the evening, in the last time reassessment was done in Sussex County, how many appeal cases were there? 6,000. 6,000.
Wow.
Joe Conaway told me that. It was 1974. He said it took him 10 years to do them all.
All right, everybody file an appeal.
We're adjourned. Peace and harmony prevail. Yeah. I think that number's right. Don't quote me.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he told
right.
Me it was 6,000.
Have a good week.
I know.
That creates
it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is everybody's going to get the increased value. It's not really like the rate's going to be adjusted. You know, so.